Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. The Samad mission would not exist had the mission of jihad been executed. Amidst the fierce controversy surrounding the humanitarian mission, Global Samad Flotilla GSF 2.0, that has just been launched by the government of Malaysia, there lies a fundamental and crucial question that must be raised. Why did the government get involved in such a mission? And why did such a humanitarian mission come into existence in the first place? Various valid answers could perhaps be offered to this question. Among them is the presence of individuals who are deeply concerned about the plight of the besieged citizens of Gaza, who are left without food and without access to the outside world. They are genuinely sincere in their desire to help, driven by faith, aqidah, and the Islamic Brotherhood, Ukhuwa Islamiyya. Consequently, they join this mission with such noble intentions and purposes. Conversely, for certain other Muslims, the Gaza issue is perceived as an opportunity to gain name, publicity, and popularity. This is particularly prevalent in the current era of social media, where many compete to create content, become influencers, and reap the associated benefits. In other words, they attempt to exploit the suffering of others for their worldly gain. While they may possess a degree of concern or a desire to assist, it is not the primary impetus for their participation. Rather, the main driving force is the worldly benefits they perceive and hope to achieve. Thus, they participate in this mission with such underlying motives and objectives. As for the government, which seemingly attempts to hijack the GSF 2.0 by appointing itself as the mission's chief and mobilizing all state machinery to ensure its success, there are undoubtedly specific objectives it seeks to attain. It is inconceivable for there to be no ulterior motive. Why must a government intervene and spearhead a humanitarian mission that is already widely known to be led by non-governmental organizations or concerned individuals? Has the government, in its capacity as a sovereign entity, exhausted its official channels for providing aid to the extent that it must capitalize on the prestige of a civilian humanitarian mission? Undoubtedly, the government's objective is none other than to embellish or rehabilitate its image, especially at a time when its reputation has been severely tarnished by its failure to govern the country effectively and the injustices it has inflicted upon the populace. Furthermore, the government seemingly wishes to demonstrate that we have done something for Gaza. If so, the question we must pose is, have you done something right for Gaza? Herein lies the answer to the crucial and fundamental question raised earlier. Why did humanitarian missions to Gaza exist in the first place? The unequivocal answer is that the government has failed to execute its obligation toward Gaza. What exactly is the government's obligation toward Gaza? Its duty is nothing less than jihad fi sabilillah, war in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a government possessing military might, and indeed we are not solely discussing the Malaysian government here, but every government worldwide claimed to be Islamic, their paramount obligation toward Gaza is to liberate it, and indeed the entirety of the blessed land of Palestine from the Jewish occupation. The obligation of Muslim rulers is to rescue the citizens of Gaza from the Jewish massacre, and this must undoubtedly be achieved through the mission of jihad fi sabilillah, not humanitarian missions. The obligation of Muslim rulers is to reclaim every inch of Palestinian land from the occupiers, the Jews, and this must unequivocally be executed through the mission of jihad fi sabilillah, not humanitarian missions. The obligation of Muslim rulers is to combat and expel the colonizers and to return the land of Palestine to its rightful owners, the Muslim Ummah, and this must certainly be carried out through the mission of jihad fi sabilillah, not humanitarian missions. Beyond that, the obligation of Muslim rulers is to also dismantle the powers backing the Jewish entity, namely the United States and its allies, if it still retains any, and this too must necessarily be accomplished through the mission of jihad fi sabilillah, not humanitarian missions. A humanitarian mission serves to aid the victims, the people of Palestine, whereas the mission of jihad fi sabilillah serves to eliminate the predator, the Jewish entity. The duty of the government is to execute the mission of jihad fi sabilillah, not humanitarian missions. Victims exist because predators exist. We do not deny that it is obligatory to help the victims. However, it must be understood that the definitive formula for helping the victims is to eliminate the predator. Once the predator has been eradicated, inshallah, there will be no more victims, and there will be nothing left that necessitates saving through humanitarian missions. Indeed, the existence of humanitarian missions, such as the GSF, is solely due to the government's failure to fulfill its fundamental obligation, which is the mission of jihad fi sabilillah. Regardless of the intentions of the GSF organizers and participants, be they noble or otherwise, we must comprehend that the plight of Gaza and the entirety of the blessed land of Palestine has remained unresolved for decades due to the failure and betrayal of the governments in executing the mission of jihad fi sabilillah. Therefore, it is high time for the organizers and participants of Samad to recognize this reality and to refrain from adopting an approach that makes them complicit with the government in rehabilitating or elevating the image of a leadership that has, in truth, long betrayed Palestine, betrayed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and betrayed all believers. Verily, they have long forsaken Gaza, leaving it destitute and massacred, without dispatching any mission of jihad to eradicate the slaughterers and the occupiers. It is also time for the Muslim Ummah to understand that most of Muslim rulers today are those who agree with the two-state solution. In other words, they belong to the faction that consents to the existence of the Jewish entity within the blessed land of Palestine, rendering it impossible for them to ever liberate Palestine or eradicate the Jewish entity. The sole remaining hope now lies in the return of the Khilafah Caliphate, an Islamic system of governance currently being championed by Hizb ut-Tahrir worldwide. Its emergence is becoming increasingly palpable by the day. When it is established in the near future, inshallah, the Khilafah will launch the mission of jihad fi sabilillah immediately, without hesitation or delay, and will turn Palestine into the largest graveyard for the Jews, serving as the realization of the promise of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تُقَاتِلَنَّ الْيَهُودِ فَلَتَقْتُلَنَّهُمْ. You will surely fight the Jews and you will surely defeat them. Sahih Muslim. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Abdul Hakim Uthman, official spokesperson of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Malaysia.